This is CDM's Grow Podcast, leading children's ministry with purpose. At CDM, our desire is to strengthen your church by connecting you to the people and resources you need to make disciples.
Hi, welcome to our third week in Retreat to Advance, a day of prayer and planning. Today, we're going to talk about big picture planning, and my name is B.A. Snyder, and we'll get started. Big picture planning, if you're going to have time for it in your day away, a couple of things that you need to bring with you are both the church calendar and your personal calendar. This might be done best on your days away when you're looking at the beginning of the school year or you're looking at the beginning of the calendar year, whatever works best for you, but it takes some big picture planning to make sure that all of these things work together. So I'm just going to tell you some of the things that I feel like often I need to put into my calendar in children's ministry, and that would be starting up in the fall and just teacher training and those kinds of things. That's always a very important part of my fall. If you are doing a fall festival or a trunk or treat or a Reformation Day celebration, all of those things happen quickly in the fall once you get underway. Then we have Christmas programs and special services. I tend to think at New Year's, it's sort of my time to regroup, and it is for a lot of our families in our churches too. So there's sort of a New Year regroup as you adjust your Sunday school class sizes and children's church class sizes and those sorts of things. And then we're quickly into the Easter season. And whether you have special Holy Week services, whether you do an Easter egg hunt for the community, whatever it is you do, that's a big part of children's ministry. And then very quickly, April and May roll around and it's the end of the year programs. And if you're like me, I try to avoid the May end of year programs because it seems like all of schools have end of year programs in May. And so I try to get my end of year programs planned and going and either have them in very early May or sometimes even in late April, depending upon when Easter falls. So be thinking about those kinds of things. And then we come to our big time of summer programs. And many of us have VBSs and camps and all kinds of things that we do during the summer. It's a great time in children's ministry because guess what? Kids are out of school. And so it's a great time to have things planned for the summer activities for our children in the church. And then there's all the other things that go along with your church. Do you do a missions week or weekend? Do you have specific church events that you always do? Some churches have sort of anniversary type celebrations where we've been at a church for 10 years or 25 years or 50 years, those kinds of things. Whatever it might be, think through all of the big picture planning that you have going on for that year. And then just look at your calendar, look at the church calendar, begin to actually put that stuff together. You know, you'd like to do your teacher training right before everything gets started in the fall so that, you know, all your teachers are trained before they get into classes. Then you want to put it on your calendar for early to mid-August or even July, late July for some of you who start very early. Possibly you want teacher training at a couple of times during the year. That's what I like to do. So put those things on your calendar and kind of give yourself time for that big picture planning, looking at the big picture of where your church is and where you're headed. So this is a way to get started. Next week, we'll talk about event planning. And so we would look at one of these things, but this will get you started on your planning part of Retreat to Advance, a day away to pray and plan.